On Wednesday, November 6th, the Kincaid Fire in Sonoma County, Northern California, was declared 100% contained. We hope something similar happens in our New South Wales and Queensland fire districts. But residents over in the US were allowed to return home and businesses to reopen. So that's a fire that started on October 23 in an area that actually is near the largest geothermal plant, that's a generating plant, in the world. It threatened the population centres of Geyserville, Santa Rosa, Healdsburg and Windsor, necessitating mandatory evacuations. Now, there were 5,245 firefighters involved at its peak. It burnt 78,000 acres. Not sure what that is in hectares. Double it and add your mother's phone number. It destroyed 374 structures, but not one person was killed, which is the good news, I guess. And the local wine industry did largely escape damage. Now, our reporter, Michelle Winner, was in Sonoma County just a few days before the fire broke out. And she recorded this interview with innkeeper Catherine Bartolome. And she owns a stunning luxury property called Farmhouse Inn and Restaurant, and with her brother, Joe, and they're in the Russian River Valley nearby. So here is Michelle.
I'm sitting at this gorgeous place called the Farmhouse Inn. It's an inn, a Michelin-starred restaurant, and it also has the cutest little farm stand. I guess it's a, you'd call it a food truck, but it's way more than that. In any case, I'd like you to meet Catherine Bartolome. She's the owner and innkeeper, and she's also a fantastic designer. Hi, Catherine, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Michelle. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we want to dive right in here. I guess you'd call the style of your place sort of a casual luxury?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, the idea behind everything that we do is that you're in your best friend's country home, right? Nothing is like hotel quality necessarily. It's all linens and denims. It's all washable. It's all, yeah, it's casual, but all of the amenities of a luxury hotel.
It's way more than that. It's home.
Aww.
It's just home. Aww. The people are so friendly and go beyond. And you walk in the door and you just this sigh of relief from travel and go, my gosh, that bed looks good. That beautiful fireplace is adorable. And yes, I will have a steam shower later in that fabulous marble bathroom. But it is not stuffy.
No, it's not. Absolutely. No, we've got a great team. We've got amazing people. And we're all about creating an experience that's luxurious, like you said, but also homey and relaxing and comfortable and something that people want to come back to. You know, it's not like your own home, but we want to introduce you to our friends and this area. We want you to have an amazing time meeting these people, stay in this room that isn't your home, but kind of feels really homey, and then come back.
Now, you have done that in a myriad of ways. You have partnerships with winemakers.
We do.
And they come, is it each evening for a wine tasting hour or so?
Yes, from 4:30 to 5:30 every evening. We've got somebody that comes and pours. We've got, I think it's 25 winery partners right now. And so they pour for us. And then when our guests go there, they get a super special experience. And it kind of came out of me saying, you know, hey, when I go to a winery and I meet my friends, what's the experience that I get? How can I get that for my guests? And so we've got these people that do that for them. And, you know, there's a lineup of people that would like to be partners, but the 25 partners are, it's pretty significant to get to be a farmhouse partner. We've also got the artisan partner program.
Oh, I didn't know much about that.
Yeah, so we started about a year ago. We thought, you know, Russian River Valley, Sonoma County, is amazing for wine, but it's amazing for so many things. So we started a second program that's all about artists and producers that are non-wine producers. So it's people that are doing, you know, spirits or craft beers or cheeses or cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole different layer of opportunities for our guests.
Now, you said something to me earlier when we were chatting, because I wanted to talk a little bit about your sustainability here and your practices. But instead of being something that's a new buzzword or a new track, you said to me that this is part of your history. You were always that way.
We always were. You know, it's funny, sustainability, we laid out not that long ago all the things that we do. And they're kind of all the things that we've always done. So recently our goal is to get plastic off property. But other than that, I mean, like every scrap from the kitchen goes to my brother's chickens. You know what I mean? It's just who we are and how we've been. It's how our family's always been. You know, we're fifth generation Russian River Valley.
I wanted to ask you about that. Please go on.
Yeah. So I live on my great grandfather's ranch. We're fifth generation and yeah, it's really, really cool. And we've been doing this forever, you know, so there's just this whole trend towards sustainability for us is kind of like, like, why wouldn't you do it? It's kind of like farm to table. When people were doing farm to table, we were like, well, what is farm to table? You grow it, you cook it. It's what we've always done, right? So it's what we've always been. It's what we've always done. It's who we are. It's kind of, you know, moving forward into the future where, you know, our values around plastic specifically are really changing. But other than that, just kind of what we've always done.
Now, you have a brand new setup called The Grange. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, The Grange is awesome. Yeah, we've always needed, for a long time, we've never had dedicated meeting space. So in the floods last year, our first five cottages flooded. And my brother had the idea of taking two of them and converting them into meeting space. So we merged them, we expanded them, and we've got this amazing meeting space now that can seat, it's like up to about 30 people. So we can do weddings, we can do private dining, we can do meetings, we can do events. There's a meeting happening right now. And it finally gives us the opportunity to, you know, accommodate what people have wanted that we just haven't had.
Wow. You know, so out of a little bit of a big loss comes something brand new.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, plus renovated cottages, so.
That's right. You have different types of rooms here. Tell us a little bit about that and then your spa.
So we have, when my brother and I bought it, we had 8 rooms and the restaurant. And we've added the barn in the back, the barn where we're sitting right now. So we've got 25 rooms now. And of those 8 rooms, we took 2 offline for The Grange and then renovated 3. And so, yeah, so we've got cottage product, which is the same as this. It's just a little bit smaller.
But no stairs, so no everyone stairs. Could yeah. access.
Okay. Absolutely. And we've got, this product, which is the, we call it Deluxe, King Deluxe.
Oh, yes.
Which is a little bit bigger.
Yes.
And then we've got suites in the back. So, we do have a few different products. And then we've got the spa, which I love. The spa was my baby. I came up with the idea that I wanted it to be, everything at Farmhouse is quote unquote renovated agricultural building. Like they're all built, they're new build.
Yeah.
We want them to feel like they were renovated. Mm-hmm. And so with the spa, it's a renovated horse stable. And I think it turned out really well.
Yes, it did. Because I own a horse and I could see where you just lead your horse into the barn. And then the door, which the treatment rooms are,
right.
that's the little stall in there. Well, they're not little. They're spacious. But I could just see my Palomino's head sticking out.
That's it. That's it. And they're they're stall doors.
Yeah.
So Ellen DeGeneres did this place in Southern California, and I saw it in El Decor. Oh. And I copied it, basically. I mean, it's totally different. But I was like, that's really cool. So let's do that. Let's renovate a stable and make it our spa. And my architectural team at first was like, what? And I was like, come on, guys, give it a try. You can do this. And they were like, it's going to be stupid. And I was like, do it. You can do it. And then they got into it. And it's amazing. And it's been on covers of magazines. I mean, it's been all over the place. People love it.
It's truly unique. It's you. You're pretty much got your style imprint, which is very unique on everything. I can feel it.
And thank you.
It's fantastic. What else did we want to talk about? Oh my gosh, your restaurant, of course.
Michelin starred for 13 years. We've had the same chef. He predates us. He's a big part of why we bought it.
And his name is?
Steve Littke. Amazing man. Travels the world every year and comes back re-energized and rejuvenated and redoes the menu. The menu changes constantly. It's I have to say, I'm pretty critical and I think it's pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing. We'll have to come back and try it again. It's open from when to when? Is it year-round?
It's year-round. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, what do we close? Tuesday, Wednesday. So Thursday through Monday, we're open.
And also wanted to ask you, can a person that is not staying with you, although I don't know why they wouldn't, get a reservation there, or your guests get first?
Okay. Our guests, of course, get first. Yes. Oh, yeah. Any given night, 60%. Are not guests.
Oh.
Because guests will dine once.
Yes, of course.
But not necessarily twice.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're totally open to the public, and we've got a huge local following. Winemakers and all kinds of amazing local people love Farmhouse because we've got a really eclectic menu. We've got a very eclectic wine list. We're not local. We're international. And people like that.
Yeah, we also noticed, I thought that your wine hour with, I guess it was Freeman that came the other day, was really lovely because after somebody, they had their first glass or taste, everyone became instant friends in Vino Veritas, and the people were from all over the place for all different reasons.
And isn't that fun?
Yeah, mini moons, honeymoons, it was just wonderful.
I know.
Yeah.
Always. I know, it's always a great group. It's funny, any given night, I'll go through the menus before we open because we personalize them for people. And it's like happy anniversary, welcome back, happy baby moon.
Gosh.
But any given night, half the menus are personalized for people that are coming in and celebrating.
Yeah, your level of personal service is absolutely, I don't think I've ever experienced it. It's top notch. It's so personalized and yet it's never intrusive. It's, do you want us to bring you your cookies and milk in the evening or not? Be left alone.
That was Michelle Winner with Catherine Bartlome of Farmhouse in California. And their website is www.farmhouseinn.com.